Yeah, Jimmy, the Pointer Sisters.
He didn't even know it was the Pointer Sisters. Crowder's embarrassing. Can you name one of the Pointer Sisters?
Gene. Jeanette.
We Are Family.
Would have accepted Anita. What's that?
Is one of their songs We Are Family as well?
No, that's Sister Sledge, you idiot.
I deserve that.
Delissa, Rhonda. What's her name?
Every Tuesday at Funky Buddha, and this is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Every Tuesday they do a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, 6 p.m., 8 p.m. You still have chances to get in. So less than an hour at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. You can get into a free Texas Hold'em poker tournament, 6 p.m. Another one starts at 8 p.m. tonight. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. If you head over there, tell them you're a fan of the Hockman and Crowder show or that you'd like to see Hawks Nachos on the menu, you'll get 10% off your bill.
Hey.
More likely, you'll just be looked at quizzically by whoever you say that to. But there's a chance you get 10% off your bill. Ask for Ryan or Casey. And that they may not even know, to be quite honest.
I got my six-pack last night.
Tell you what, if you're thinking about, you know, the weekend or pro football season starting up, like you can watch, obviously, Premier League soccer there on Mondays and Fridays and over the weekend. But football, oh, man, some yucatats.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that, they got the tuna tostadas. Oh, my God. Some beer. Aperol spritz for me. For me, there's no real way to enjoy a football game without an Aperol spritz. You can get it all. Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. So let's do headlines with Solana because the Dolphins have made official who their cuts are. We know a couple of things. Aronde Gadsden II has made the Chargers roster.
Hey.
So maybe OG, the father, will be going to Brazil.
He's going to go to
Walking
Brazil.
The beaches in Brazil.
There is no way OG's not going to his son's first official NFL game. There's no way.
Can't wait to see Aronde boots on the ground in Brazil. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
We might want to pre-record with OG when he's in Brazil because
Brazil may have an effect on him.
We might want to get a old 9, 10 a.m. interview with OG because
Brazil can
get a hold of you, as they say.
If you want to read the entire list of names, Dolphins.com or MiamiDolphins.com, because the Dolphins literally released every single player that they either waived or released today. We've got
Channing Tindall, I saw. Were we expecting that?
Yeah, yes. I think we kind of were. I think
I watched him. He his legs die on contact. I didn't want to break down XNO football, but watching him, he like as soon as he touches somebody, he just falls to the ground. It was weird.
Hmm. Is that not a good quality for a linebacker?
It's like, bro, run through him. His legs just die when he touches people.
We've gone through most of the list. Here's what is very noteworthy as of 10 minutes ago. Kendall Sheffield, cornerback, waived by the Dolphins. Channing Tindall's you just mentioned. Tight end Hayden Rucci and lineman Bayron Matos. He's the guy who was airlifted day one of practice. They were both waived. Notice I have not mentioned Cam Smith. Not released by the team. He's on the initial 53, but here's what's interesting. Barry Jackson pointed this out. Rasul Douglas, Dolphins signed him today. He's not on the 53 yet. He hasn't been officially announced.
Oh, I got you. So they haven't really signed him yet. They've come to an agreement.
Right. So Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, he pointed out that, you know, over the next 24 hours, perhaps, or shortly, or tomorrow, there could be another cut to the cornerback unit. Here are your cornerbacks on the 53-man roster right now. Storm Duck, Isaiah Johnson, Jack Jones, Jason Marshall, Ethan Bonner, who's out indefinitely, and Storm Duck. I'm sorry, Dice and Cam Storm Smith. Duck. Cam Smith.
They're going to bring in another vet. Watch.
Well, there's going to be some available.
Yeah. They have to bring in somebody else with experience in this league.
And the Dolphins did place backup center Andrew Meyer and Jason Sanders on the IR. And then
you think this is crazy? I think Storm Duck and Jack Jones are going to be the next Salmon Pat.
Hawk, if it wasn't raining, I'd drive to Boca because I have to punch you in the face.
You think that's a crazy statement?
Sam and Pat were Pro Bowlers.
Right.
Jack Jones and Storm Duck are going to be Pro Bowlers?
Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones.
Well, now that you say it that way, you know, you're kind of swinging me.
You see?
Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
Are you on drugs?
What are you talking about, Hawk?
You've been stealing DJ's oxygen.
I think Jack Jones got a wake-up call from Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he has been awoken. And I think Storm Duck has been slept on for a couple seasons now.
Oh, your positivity is something great for a middle school teacher. We have to talk facts when we're talking about NFL teams.
All right. Who are the receivers for Indianapolis? Anybody know?
Pittman. Pittman Jr. is a monster.
I'm going to shut him down. Take all the Colts receiving unders week one.
Because Jack Jones is going to choke him out.
Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones.
I'll do it every time.
You own that take. Storm Duck, Jack Jones are the next Salmon Pat. You own that take. That's you.
All right.
You can have it.
Don't forget it when they're both in the Pro Bowl.
It's yours.
Actually, don't forget it when they're in the Super Bowl. They can't even play in the Pro Bowl. The Super Bowl like the week before or after.
Won't even be able to make it, huh?
One note on the Colts, since you mentioned it, they're going to work out veteran Mike Hilton, according to Jordan Schultz. Dolphins waived him yesterday.
See? Yeah. They're stealing the playbook.
Well, they've got Xavier Howard signed. Potentially Mike Hilton if they end up getting this deal. I mean, could you imagine Xavier Howard, Mike Hilton, interceptions off Tua week one? I mean, we would be in shambles. In shambles.
The X thing is fun. I don't Mike Hilton, but X was a all pro corner at some point. I don't know if he's old, but I'm very interested to see how he plays.
He's got no hamstrings. Come on. Guy's not doing it.
Let's see.
Jack Jones.
Tyreek got to pay off this alimony. Goodness gracious, he's going to be
somebody. Texan Dolphins should look at Asante Samuel Jr. Barry Jackson tweeted something about him today. He's injured, and he's not even going to be playing till the
October. He's having they're going to do like testing on him, further testing in October, and teams are still checking up on him, but ways away.
Dolphins need someone now.
Yeah,
people think I'm happy.
They got Jack Jones.
Yeah. You heard of Sam and Pat? This is Pam and Sat.
If you keep saying this, Sam Madison is going to call me and I'm going to have to answer for your foolishness.
Other big NFL news, Michael Penix. He lost.
I meant Sam Howell and Pat White. What were you guys talking about?
They're closer to the ladder.
I meant if Sam Howell and Pat White were cornerbacks today.
Pat could run until Ike Hilliard grabbed him. Goodness gracious.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, just big NFL news here. Really feel I have to mention it. Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons, they lost their starting right tackle for the entire season. Caleb McGarry, they paid him this offseason, his blindside protector, out with a leg injury. But don't worry, Atlanta, because according to Hawk and Crowder, right tackles, left tackles, easily replaceable, just like replacing a kicker. So nobody up there worry. I'll let John Michaels know. Sleep easy tonight.
Okay. Fair enough.
Inter Miami, Orlando tomorrow. Marlins, Bravos tonight, 6:40. Your weather, 92 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
The question was, who's easier to replace on the Dolphins? Jason Sanders, Pro Bowler, mm-hmm. or Patrick Paul, second year left tackle?
No, yeah. You're right. Easily, that's right. Easily, you can compare replacing a kicker for a month and replacing your starting left tackle.
I'm talking about replacing a Pro Bowl kicker with a second year offensive lineman.
With a second round pick. You're talking about a guy that the Dolphins didn't draft in Jason Sanders and a second round pick.
You want to play second round pick?
Oh, kickers are so important.
You want to do Cam Smith second round pick stuff? No. I'll go there with you.
Kickers are so important. How many are drafted?
No, if you want to do the second round pick thing, I'm happy to do it with Cam Smith.
Oh, kickers are so important.
Because obviously second round pick means the world, right? When you're picking the second round. So Cam Smith, what do you think of him? Irreplaceable, no?
Kickers are so important in the NFL. They're constantly drafted in the first couple rounds. Oh, they're so important. They're taken in the first couple rounds. Okay. How many guys?
Irreplaceable in your eyes, I'm guessing, right?
How many kickers are taken in the first five rounds of NFL drafts on average? How many kickers?
I can't hear you about Cam Smith. I'm having a tough time hearing you about Cam Smith.
Another dub for me. Incredible. You guys keep catching L's.
Another dub. Please keep that quiet when Fred Taylor's around.
Don't do this. This is my airport husband. Don't do this to my buddy.
Did you say another dub or another dumb?
Another dub. I just keep catching
the M with the MB on the end. MB.
I mean, literally 30 seconds after his Cam Smith story, he starts talking about how important a second rounder is.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Going to get funky in just a few minutes because Joe Zagacki's got Hurricane Hotline coming up. And you can play a little Texas Hold'em at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tonight if you so desire. I talked about Cheetah Pompano earlier in the show and then my internet cut out. So I'll mention again, because college football's here, pro football's just a little over a week away. There's nothing better than college and pro football action, along with girls and beer. And every NFL Sunday and Monday night during the season, you can enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach, especially during football season. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Dion Storm Duck Sanders, huh?
Could be.